Tourists come to the United States for many reasons. The sights, the cities, the landscapes. Rarely do they traverse entire continents to find a plant. And again, who else would find that tourist but NPR's Quetzal Labine?
I have just been driving down a highway at 55 miles an hour, and I saw you pull over. What could you have possibly seen from the side of the road? Well,
it's the erythroniums. It's the fawn lilies. They're up in the wood up here, lots and lots of them. Done a lot of miles looking for these things, something like 1,500 miles looking for these, so it's lovely to see some.
Keith Wiley is visiting from the west of England in search of erythronium, a little spring bulb with demure flowers that nod on wiry stems. Its other names are fawn lily, trout lily, and dogtooth violet. After finding large populations in Northern California and on Washington's Olympic Peninsula, he'd read about a good stand of Erythronium origanum in the woods along a two-lane highway a half hour outside Portland, Oregon. He has scored.
I mean, just look at them. Look at these. I mean, they're amazing. Got to ignore the lorries thundering by, but they're wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. When you look inside, they've got these beautiful yellow middles. Absolutely glorious. Only really grows in Oregon.
Describe that flower for me.
Well, it's white, got six petals, long petals. It's like a little lily flower. This one's actually looking up, but mostly they look down at the ground. I think a lot of flowers that look down at the ground come from wet areas. I mean, it helps to sort of keep the water off the important parts.
The sex parts of the plant.
The sex plants, absolutely, yeah. And it keeps them dry. When it gets sunny, these flowers actually bend their petals right back, sort of like sunbathing.
Sort of like advertising, with their petals peeled back, bees can't miss their butter yellow centers. But Keith Wiley loves Erythronium for their bashfulness, too, and their marbled leaves and their ephemeral nature. He revels in all their secrets, best told through a lens.
They were made for a camera, actually. They just fit in the viewfinder just nicely. Beautiful, that's lovely. I look forward to that one.
The secret yet to be revealed is that Keith Wiley is no ordinary plant geek. He is the creator and curator of The Garden House in Devon, England, west of London, an 8-acre public garden recently lauded as one of the most innovative gardens in Britain today. His planting style is impressionistic and unpredictable. He paints with broad, meandering strokes and uses clashing colors to make plants sing. He takes his design cues from a world of landscapes, the South African Cape, the American Prairie, then uses plants that thrive in his region to conjure up a sense of place.
And I've done it with Crete, I've done it with bits of the Rockies, I've done it with bits of California. But those are exotic places. You can take bits of your own country very close to you, bits that you like, and recreate them in your own garden. And that's lovely, because I actually can go around this garden, you know, the garden house, and it's like walking in all the nice places that I've seen from my childhood memories, when I used to walk up on the hills with the stone walls near where I lived in Somerset. I've created those. And I've romanticised the idea. And I've got all these special moments in my life are a part of the garden. So literally the garden house to me is the garden of my dreams. And it constantly reminds me of these places.
Keith Wiley's capacity for wonder is at the core of his work as a designer and plantsman. Standing ankle-deep in long-petaled erythronium, a genus he already grows back home by the tens of thousands, he is still just about unhinged.
I can't stop my leg shaking.
You're not putting me on, your leg is shaking.
My leg is seriously shaking here, yeah. Yeah, and it's not nerves, it's just excitement of what the place is. It's the excitement of the ideas. We just haven't explored the possibilities for gardening. And that's what's so fun. I think we're on the verge of a revolution in gardening if only we look at what there is around us. So many ideas.
And that revolution's rising star is standing in the fawn lilies of Oregon. Quetzal Labine, NPR News.
Pictures of Keith Wiley in the fawn lilies are at npr.org.